Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Rally Outlaws of June 25, 2023. I wish to everyone an early happy 4th of July. As most of you know, I'm in Arkansas right now with my mother, so I don't know what the weather is like for you, but in Arkansas today, the heat index has been in the 100s here. So it really does feel a lot like summertime. As promised, here's one of my periodic sets of news items to keep everyone updated on what's happening, as far as I know it. If you have information that you'd like to share, please let me know as early as possible. You can reach me at 919-389-5596, my cell, and my email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I'll continue to do notes periodically throughout the summer as we have items of interest to the community. Summer CBA meeting. The annual CBA meeting for the summer is tentatively set for next Saturday, July 8th, at the home of Lonnie and Anita Cunningham, 1007 Ash Street in Greensboro. The meeting will begin at 10 a.m. Stay tuned for either an email that it is not happening, a confirmation that it is happening, or a conference call number if we go that route. Are you interested in rock climbing? Paracliff Hangers is a nonprofit organization that focuses community adventure, strength, and equity through adaptive rock climbing. PCH hosts groups at climbing gyms across the country, and we're excited to start offering a group here in the Triangle area. Our hope is to help build a local community of adaptive climbers. At our monthly meetups, we will provide all of the equipment necessary for any person of any ability to be able to get on the wall. We also provide volunteers and other climbers to assist in any way that is needed. For more information and to register, you can visit our website, www.paracliffhangers.org, P-A-R-A-C-L-I-F-F-H-A-N-G-E-R-S, paracliffhangers.org. Click on Sessions and scroll down to North Carolina. Our address is 1010 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Suite 400, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. Volunteering? Are you a BLAE certified and interested person and interested in volunteering your time to support our climbing clinics? Well, complete the form that's present on the website, and we'll follow up with you. Upcoming dates, Saturday, July 8th, 12 to 2 p.m. The cost, $15 per climber, paid directly to the gym. There is no fee for TRC members or punch pass holders or volunteers. Moving on, the GMS AAI t-shirts are available. To all our members and friends, we have t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send in your size, the number of shirts you want, and the money, send that all to us by July the 20th, and we will have your t-shirt available at the convention reunion on August 11. If you are not attending the convention reunion, then we will mail it to you for just $2 more. Please make your checks or money orders payable to GMS AAI and mail that to Lawrence Carter at 1704 Picnic Place, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27603. If you have any questions, please call Lawrence. He is the GMS AAI membership chair of the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, nccbinfo.org. Or his phone number is 919-856-0034. Now we have a letter. Salutations, GMSAA family members and friends. We are pleased to announce some of the annual 2023 convention details. This event will be held on August 11th through August 13th. We will be staying at the Homewood Suites, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. Room rates are $115 per night for a king suite, $125 per night for a double bed suite. There is a tax of 13.25% added. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and ask for the GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so if you're coming by train or bus, you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. We are bringing the Talent Showcase back for 2023 after luncheon event. Anyone who would like to participate in the Talent Showcase should contact Mr. George Littlejohn at the phone number is 816-825-0303, but no later than 10 p.m. Or you can send him an email to sweetbaby1964@gmail.com, sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Looking forward to seeing all of you in August. This from the GMSAA Convention Committee. The agenda for the upcoming reunion convention on August 11 through 13 is as follows. As we noted, it'll be at the Homewood Suites Hotel, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina. Friday, August 11, 2023, 2 to 5 p.m. registration and check-in. 5:30 to 5:45 p.m., Mr. Melvin Diggs of the Governor Moorhead School, he is the director, and he will give an update on the school status. 5:45 to 6 p.m., Mr. Chris Hendricks, NCDD Council, IL Philosophy, Self-Advocacy, and Systems Change. 6 to 6:30 p.m., Ms. Vicki Preddy, P-R-E-D-D-Y, of Vanda Pharma, Non-24 and the Blind. 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., dinner. 8 o'clock to 11 p.m., meet and greet, fun, games, and prizes. Saturday, August 12. 6 to 9 a.m., breakfast. 8:45 a.m., Dr. Ricky Scott, President, welcome and opening remarks. 8:50 to 10 p.m. will be the general business meeting. 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Ms. Vicki Smith, Director, Alliance of Disability Advocates, Independent Living Center, Emergency Preparedness for Persons with Disabilities. 10:30 to 11 a.m., Hope Williams, Fair Housing Project, Legal Aid of North Carolina, Persons with Disabilities, Fair Housing Rights and Responsibilities. 11 to 11:30 a.m., Assistant Director, Division of Services for the Blind, update. 11:30 a.m., buses leaving hotel for 3320 Garner Road. 12 to 2, lunch. 2 o'clock to 4 p.m., Talent Showcase. 4:30 p.m., buses return to the Homewood Suites Hotel. 5 to 7:30 p.m., free time. 8 o'clock till midnight, dance and social. Sunday, August 13, 6 to 9 a.m., breakfast. 9 to 10:30 a.m., morning worship with Reverend Timothy Snyder. 11 o'clock a.m., checkout and departure. Safe travels to all and stay blessed. Some more convention registration information. Your $60 registration fee is due by July 20. There will be a $10 late fee if not paid by the above date. Your $20 membership fee can be paid with your registration for a total of $80 or upon arrival. This applies to the $20 membership fee only. Lifetime members will still pay $50 for registration. Attendees that do not wish to join, your fee is $85. You can pay your fees in one of two ways. Mail payments to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC, 27661, or online via PayPal, https://gmsaai.org/2023-convention-info. Keep in mind, any suggestions or requests are always welcome. My email address is TamikaOkelly@yahoo.com, TamikaOkelly@yahoo.com. Feel free to call me or text me, Tamika O'Kelly at 704-779-9704. And one more thing, we ask that all paid members bring one new item that can be used as a door prize. The GMSAA membership / registration form. This is in your email. They're looking for you to provide your first name and last name and address, your telephone number, your email address. And please check all that apply below, either or all of these following items. I am paying my annual membership dues of $20. I am an annual member and plan to attend the convention, $60. I am a guest who will attend the convention, $85. I am a paid lifetime member and will be attending the convention, $50. Mail this to GMSAAI, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC, 27661, or PayPal, https://... gmsaai.org/2023-convention-info/. Lifetime membership is currently $300. Membership rates are subject to change. Annual membership dues are currently $20. And another item, the final one on this, the Governor Moorhead alumni membership. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed their home address, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application to update their contact information. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair, at yallowdog@bellsouth.net. That's yallowdogg at bellsouth.net. Your name, address, home phone, work phone, if any, cell phone, email address, and tell us about yourself, a former student, what year or years attended, a former employee, year or years employed, interested party, what is the source of your interest? And that's that for what is coming up with the Governor Moorhead Alumni Group. The Daytona tournament information is in. If any other league or individual Boulder needs information or a copy of the forms, contact Sandy McDaniel or I can forward them to you. Now, this is a letter that has been included from Sandy McDaniel. The 21st Annual Sunshine Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament. Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114, June 9, 2023. Dear League Secretary, the Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers would like to invite bowlers in your league to participate in the 21st Sunshine Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament, SIBB, to be held in Daytona Beach, Florida. It will be held Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. We have invited bowlers within the United States who are members of the American Blind Bowlers Association, ABBA. However, to participate in the tournament, you do not have to be a member of any association, and sighted family members and friends are welcome to bowl. SIBB is designed to promote the blind bowling program by introducing new bowlers to its many benefits while providing seasoned bowlers with competition that is challenging and fun. The fun begins Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. until 10 p.m. with a meet-and-greet hospitality get-together on the first floor by the pool. The registration desk will be located there as well, and you will be able to pick up your schedule at this time. This will be an opportunity for you to make new bowling friends and to reunite with old ones. As always, there will be plenty of cheer and plenty of food and lots of good company too. Don't miss out on all the Southern hospitality. Saturday morning at 9 a.m. there will be a team event, followed in the afternoon at 1 p.m. by a 9-pin no-tap tournament. That will be a fundraiser for the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB. This is an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, the ACB. On Saturday evening, we will have a hospitality room with food and drinks from 7 to 10 p.m. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. will be a singles doubles tournament event. Sunday evening, we'll have a hospitality room 7 to 10 p.m. and we'll have food and drinks available. This will be held on the first floor by the pool. We'll also have t-shirts available for sale for $25 each. If you would like to reserve a t-shirt, please include sizes on the attached order form, and we will have them for you at the tournament. Reservations can be made at the Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. The resort is just steps away from the Atlantic Ocean. The rates are $109 per night for Thursday and Sunday, and $129 per night for Friday and Saturday for a standard room, or $119/$139 per night for a beachfront room, all plus tax. For reservations, call 386-252-2378 and use the group code Daytona Blind Bowlers 2023 to receive the special group rate. Reservations must be made by August 7, 2023. All rooms have microwaves, a mini refrigerator, and a coffee maker. They also have an oceanfront pool. Complimentary breakfast will be served daily in the breakfast rooms from 7 to 10 a.m. Complimentary Wi-Fi internet access is in all guest rooms and public areas. We will be bowling at Ormond Lanes at 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. Phone number 386-672-2014. If you will need transportation to the bowling alley, let us know on the attached forms. Bowling events will be team, doubles, singles, all, and registration fee of $75. 9-pin no-tap fundraiser, $20 each. Airport transportation. For those of you who may wish to fly into Orlando International Airport, MCO, or Sanford Airport, SFB, you would be using Groome, G-R-O-O-M-E, transportation. They're located at 1034 North Nova Road, Daytona Beach, Florida. Phone number 386-257-5411. And their website is www.groometransportation.com. Groome provides visitors with scheduled transportation to and from Orlando and Sanford airports daily. Shuttles are a shared ride scheduled every 2 to 3 hours. Unless you make special arrangements with them, you will be dropped off at the office location above, which is about 5 miles from the hotel. Call or email them for pricing information. Daytona Beach International Airport. For those of you flying into Daytona, the airport is about 5.5 miles from the hotel. Taxis are available at the ground transportation area. After deplaning, descend to the first floor and turn right into bag claim. After claiming your bags, continue out the door at the end of the building to obtain a taxi. 9-pin no-tap bowling event. Can't get enough bowling during the tournament? Well, we have a solution for your problem. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers will hold a 9-pin no-tap event to benefit the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. This will take place on Saturday afternoon, September 10 at 1 p.m. at the Ormond Lanes. Blind and sighted bowlers are welcome to participate. There will be cash prizes. The entry fee is $20, and this will include 3 games of 9-pin no-tap bowling. Why not come in and join us for some good competitive bowling fun while supporting a very worthy cause? For those wishing to participate, payment may be included with your tournament check. There is a form in the packet to fill out if you are interested in participating in this event. For more information about the tournament, you may contact Bob Nelson at 386-212-4564 or send an email to sandymcdan01@yahoo.com. We hope that you'll be able to join us for a fun-filled weekend in Daytona Beach. We're looking forward to seeing those of you who have joined us in past years and welcoming new guests to Daytona Beach this year. The purpose of SIBB is to promote an interest in blind bowling. Participation is by invitation. Averages to be used for this tournament will be the book average of ABBA, ABC, and WIBC. Bowlers who do not have any of these averages can establish their average after the games in the tournament. Teams, doubles, and singles. The handicap to be used in this tournament will be 100% of 200. A 4-person team event must have a totally blind bowler or equivalent that is, partially sighted bowler with an average of 120 or less. The remainder of the team may consist of any bowlers entering the tournament, but not to exceed more than two sighted bowlers. There's only one division for each event. A two-person team must have at least one totally blind bowler or equivalent, that's a partially sighted bowler with an average of 120 or less, and there is only one division for each event. Cash prizes for team doubles singles events will be one prize for each 10 entries. All events will be one prize for each 10 entries. All ABC, WIBC, and ABBA rules will be observed. The foul light will be on for all competitions. Bowlers will alternate lanes in each event. Bowlers who arrive late may take makeup frames, provided that two frames have not as yet been completed. If two frames have been completed, then the bowler will not bowl that game, and a score of minus 10, their average, will be used for that game. They can bowl the remaining games. In the event a bowler cannot bowl, a qualified replacement cannot be found, a score of minus 10, their average, will be used. If a team has a vacancy and no qualified bowler available, the team will use a score of 120 for each game. So, kind of wrapping it up here, the entry fee breakdown for each of three events. Bowling fee, $11. Prize fund, $5. Expenses, $4. All events, $1. Registration fee, $12. Everyone that will participate in the bowling events and guests that would like to come and join us in the hospitality room will be required to pay this item. Total entry fee, $75. Closing entry date, August 1, 2023. Make your checks payable to the SIBB Tournament Fund. Mail your checks and completed entry forms to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, Apartment 14101, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. Make your hotel reservations by August 7, 2023. Group code Daytona Blind Bowlers 2022, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118, phone number 386-252-2378, and I believe that's all the information for the Comfort Inn. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to the end of our recording today, we have recipes that will bowl you over. A couple of nice little things here. First up, party roast beef sliders. The ingredients that you'll need will be 1 12-count package of King's Hawaiian Rolls, 3/4 pound thinly sliced deli roast beef, 3 tablespoons creamy horseradish sauce divided, 8 slices of white American cheese, 6 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, and 1 tablespoon of poppy seeds. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Split each dinner roll. Spread a small amount of the creamy horseradish on the bottom of each roll. Make a sandwich of the roast beef and cheese and the dinner rolls. Arrange the sandwiches in a 9x13 pan. In a small saucepan, combine butter and brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of horseradish sauce, Worcestershire, and poppy seeds. Bring it to a boil and pour over the sandwich. Bake for 20 to 30 minutes or until the tops are brown and crusty. Here's something you can add to a lot of things. Hot dog chili sauce. 1 pound extra lean ground beef. 1/3 cup grated sweet onion. 1 large clove of garlic minced. 1 tablespoon soy sauce. 1/2 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce. 1 tablespoon chili powder. 1/4 teaspoon celery seed. 4 tablespoons tomato paste. 1 1/2 cups of water, 2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of yellow mustard, and 1 tablespoon of ketchup, and salt to taste. Add the meat and the onions to a skillet and cook over medium heat until the meat is cooked through, breaking it up as it cooks. Drain any excess grease and stir the remaining ingredients in the order listed. Combine well and lower the heat to low, cooking for 20 minutes. And if you like, you can use an immersion blender to break down the meat a bit more. And those are your recipes that will bowl you over. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. See you next time.